This is an addition to the comments on the Book 10, 1956. The October 31st, Wednesday through Thursday, November 1st. This was a sample of a Douglas Negro arm for two-dimensional electrophoresis, and there is an image there of the two-dimensional gel. In fact, this was the gel that was used in my paper with Dave Pulick on the variations in serum. I guess it was by myself. Variations in human serum globulins, published in December 28th, 1957. These samples were samples that I'd obtained from Ralph Engel and James Burke. I've talked about them in the past, and in my regret that they are not authors on the paper. But Wednesday, October 31st, Thursday, November 1st is the gel that is the bottom gel in the image, December 28th, 1957 paper in Nature. In addition to Roman numerals 6 and 7. I can't find an image of this gel that was used for publishing two-dimensional electrophoresis of serum proteins in a paper June 2nd, 1956. With Dave Pulick and me, the first example of two-dimensional electrophoresis. Though I am not able to find a record of which particular sample was used, but it's somewhere at the end of Book 6, Roman, and Book 7, beginning Roman. Can't tell which sample was actually used for the, or which gel was actually used for the publication.